Earlier this week, the organizers of the annual San Francisco LGBT Pride Parade announced the names of the honorary grand marshals for the parade, which takes place every year on the last weekend of June. Among the 10 names was Bradley Manning, the gay army private who's been court-martialed and charged with sending hundreds of thousands of classified military and diplomatic documents to the WikiLeaks website. On Friday, the president of the SF Pride Board of Directors said that Bradley Manning would not be named a parade marshal. The statement from Lisa Williams said that a Pride staffer had contacted Manning without the permission of the board. The statement from Williams says, quote, "His nomination was a mistake and should never have been allowed to happen," unquote, and also says that the staff member has been disciplined. The statement also said that Manning wasn't worthy to be named a Pride Parade Marshal. It says, quote, "Even the hint of support for actions which placed in harm's way the lives of our men and women in uniform and countless others, military and civilian alike, will not be tolerated by the leadership of San Francisco Pride," unquote. But some local gay people are offended by the committee removing Manning as an honorary parade marshal. This is San Francisco author Tommy Avakolimeka.
How has Bradley Manning put the lives of any service members, anyone, in danger? If we're looking at who's putting the lives of service members in danger, it's clearly Congress, the president, George W. Bush. There's a long list of people, the generals at the Pentagon. There's a long list of people who have done that by sending these folks over to these two countries, Iraq and Afghanistan, to kill and get killed. They're the ones responsible. So if Pride wants to blame somebody, you know, blame those folks. And ban Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and their supporters from being in the parade or something as a statement of support for LGBT service members, because clearly Feinstein and Pelosi have voted to refund this war for years and have supported this war for years.
What does it say about the Pride board and who they're responsive to?
Well, I think what it says about Pride is that Pride is moving to the right and that the issue of gays in the military has moved the LGBT movement to the right. Clearly, the Pride Board doesn't remember its own history. Pride started out as a protest. In the early days of Pride, Pride and many other LGBT organizations backed the Black Panthers when they were arrested and put on trial.
Tommy Avakolimeka, San Francisco gay author. LGBT activists offended by the Pride Committee's retraction are planning a protest tomorrow afternoon outside the Pride offices. The protest will begin at 5 o'clock at 1841 Market Street. That's near the corner of Market and Guerrero.